thank you so much for joining us today. We're really looking forward to hearing more about you and your research. But to begin, could you tell us a bit more about who you are, where you work, and what you're currently working on, please?
So, hello, my name is Elodie Segura. I'm a researcher at the National Institute for Health and Medical Research in France, called the INSERM. And more specifically, I work at the Institut Curie in Paris. So the focus of our research is to understand how some group of immune cells called mononuclear phagocytes adapt their transcriptional and functional response to signals from their microenvironment.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your answer, Elodie. That was great. And could you now tell us a bit more about your paper and why this topic is so important, please?
So why is this topic important? It's because the monocytes have been shown to be deleterious in chronic inflammatory diseases, such as Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, or even cancer. So when there is too much differentiation into macrophages, for instance, in cancer, then it will inhibit immune responses. And on the other hand, when there is too much differentiation into dendritic cells, like in chronic inflammatory diseases, there will be too much activation of the inflammatory immune response, and that's deleterious. So if we better understand how the monocytes decide to become one or the other cell type and the process, the molecular regulators of this process, then we can hope to manipulate this for therapeutic purposes.
Perfect. That was a very insightful and interesting answer. So thank you so much. And now moving on to the third question. What's the connection between your research and medical practice? And how do you hope maybe that your work will have an impact on therapies or treatments in the future?
So in our lab, we work on very fundamental and basic scientific questions. But obviously, we hope that our research and our findings can be used for designing new therapeutic strategies. For instance, if we find some molecular regulators of monocyte fate decision, then we can manipulate this for therapeutic purposes. So for instance, in cancer, we want to prevent the monocytes to differentiate into macrophages. So if we have a way to block this, then we can hope to improve therapies for cancer patients. On the other hand, for instance, in rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis, if we can block the differentiation of monocytes into dendritic cells, using maybe pharmacological inhibitors, then we hope to maybe stop the inflammation vicious circle and then improve also the treatment of these patients. So that's really a long-term goal for us, but we believe that our work should lead to some new discoveries that can lead to the identification of new molecular targets.
Thank you so much. And now you might have slightly touched on this, but the final question is, where could your work lead you next? And what's the dream outcome here for you?
Yeah, I think I kind of already answered, but so the ultimate aim for us would be to discover a molecular target that is easy to, for us, the ultimate goal would be to identify a druggable target that can be easy to inhibit using medication for patients, and that could be useful hopefully in several inflammatory diseases.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Elodie. It was super fascinating to hear more about you and your research, and best of luck with your future work.